Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Great day in America. Great day for Wayne Root. Everything I've ever said turns out to be right. It's all happening right in front of us. First of all, let me start the show with the most incredible article I've ever read in my life. There's a meltdown going on in this country that's just too much to even believe, even for Wayne Root to believe. The stupidity of liberals is just beyond belief. If you want further proof that the world has gone to hell in a handbasket, look no further than an op-ed at UCLA. The op-ed penned by Sullivan Israel shares that some UCLA students are claiming that automatic soap dispensers are racist. We got them on the run. They're all insane. The basis for the claim is a student who says dispensers don't see her hands because of the color of her skin. A second student said the dispensers force black and brown bodies to show their palms, which are the only light areas of the skin. Israel's op-ed definitely debunked the idiotic notion, calling the idea that systemic racism and white supremacy is all around us and in everyone and everything a person encounters, and that it's a secret force that exists everywhere, permeates all things, and wields power over society, nothing more than a conspiracy theory. Then Israel uses science to further debunk the notion. First of all, let me debunk the basis of the claim. For anyone who doesn't know, the sensors on soap dispensers do not see human hands. They don't have eyes. They work using a simple device called a PIR sensor that recognizes infrared light, which is emitted by all people regardless of color, as long as they're not dead. Also, I don't know about you, but those darn things never work for me. I can't remember how many times I banged on one trying to get the soap out, yet it never occurred to me to blame anti-Semitism as the cause. He concluded with, "I digress. The point here isn't how a soap dispenser works. It's the idea that students at UCLA actually thought they were designed with white supremacy in mind. This and other claims like it were not unique perspectives shared by one lone student, but rather a worldview that was reiterated and supported by over 80 students who attended, or more accurately, Zoom-bombed the debate." This is what's going on in the United States of America. Insanity. Liberals are mentally ill nut jobs and scumbags. They don't know what they're saying. They don't know what they're doing. They're trying to pull the country down. They hate all white people. They're trying to destroy all white people, all things owned by white people. They want to take them away. They think it's South Africa. Soon they'll be killing the white farmers. The insanity going on in the United States is beyond belief. The hatred and the racism from the left is beyond belief. But here's the good news, the great news today. The great news is that I know that Trump won the election in a landslide. And we got him on the run in Arizona. They're so scared. They're scared out of their minds in Arizona. They don't know what to do. They're going to try and stop it. They've appointed a judge that was appointed by a Democrat president. And they're trying to stop this thing because they know it's a runaway freight train. They stole Maricopa County the same way they stole Las Vegas, Clark County. They stole it. They stole it with homeless. They stole it with the illegal aliens. They stole it with people that don't live in the state. They stole it with dead people. They stole it with a thousand ways. They switched votes. They stole it. They stole it. They stole it. And we're going to find out with the forensic audit. And then the whole world's going to know they stole the election. And the thousands of times that I've said on the show, and the hundreds of times I've said in speeches, I know one thing to be true. Trump is the rightful president of the United States. Trump won the election. Trump won an electoral landslide. Trump won the popular vote. And Biden fixed, rigged, and stole the election. It'll all be true. I will know I was right. You will know I was right. You will know you were right because you believe the exact same thing. Now, I don't know what's going to come of that. I don't know if you could throw Biden down on his ass. I don't know if you could throw Kamala out on her back because that's her average starting point, on her back. But, you know, ask Willie Brown about that. I don't know if you can throw them out. But I know one thing. They're not the rightful president and vice president of the United States. And the Republican Party won in a landslide. And when you see it in Arizona, and it's proven in Arizona, you're going to see it in Georgia, you're going to see it in other states. This will motivate, this will inspire other Republican legislatures in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin to do the same thing, to call for a forensic audit. And we will find out that everything I said, because I'm a gambler, not a political guy, a bettor. And I bet on Trump, and I watched the odds, and Trump became an 8-1 landslide favorite on election night when the vote was counted, and it was clear he was headed to a landslide. Like every gambler in the world knew it, and suddenly they stopped the counting. That was the moment they stole the election. So I knew it from day one, and I will be proven right. Trump expects startling results as Arizona legislators take possession of all ballots and voting machines from Maricopa County. They're scared to death. They've sent lawyers. They've thrown roadblocks. They've thrown obstacles. They're committing hara-kiri. They're jumping out of windows. They just can't stand that we're doing a forensic audit. And we subpoenaed the county's 2.1 million ballots and the voting machines they came from. And it will all be handled by Cyber Ninja, a Florida-based cybersecurity company, hired for $150,000. They will scan and recount all ballots, examine the registration of votes cast, and electronic voting itself. I'm telling you right now, you're going to find out Trump won. And won by a landslide. It wasn't even close. I'm trying to find the article, because there's so many of them I've downloaded over the weekend. My gosh. But there was one article that actually showed the breakdown that they found so far. I'll find it in the break if I can't find it now. But there's no question they have found already 250,000 illegal ballots. I think the total that Biden won Arizona was less than 10,000, and they found 250,000 illegal ballots. I'll find it on the break. I have so many notes here. Here's the other great news of the day. We have the power. It turns out we've got the power. Folks, you can't. First of all, the census is out. Everybody's leaving Democrat states. Everybody's going to red Republican states. And you think Biden won the election? Come on. Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was nobody in his rallies. There is no support for Biden. It was all done by computers. It was done by mail-in ballots with no voter ID. It was done by U.S. Postal Service trucks delivering hundreds of thousands of ballots in the middle of the night to places like Detroit and Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. It was a stolen election. But we've got the power. The Oscars last night, nobody watched. Get woke, go broke. It's the new book I'm writing about boycotting the liberals. We'll bring them to their knees and bankrupt all of them. They've got nothing. The vast, silent majority of America is Republican and conservative. And we can take them to their knees and break them. They've got nothing. They could try and imprison us. They could try all they want. They could try and steal this country. They could open the border and let every loser in the world. But it doesn't matter. We've got the majority, and we know we won the election. And when we don't want to watch your Major League Baseball anymore, the ratings have collapsed. NBA ratings collapsed. The Oscars last night, ratings collapsed, down by more than 50% from last year, an all-time record low. All that was watching last night, 9.85 million viewers. That's a 58.3% drop-off from last year. And the third hostless show in a row scored a 1.9 rating among adults 18 to 49, a 64% dip from 2020. Last year was dramatically down. The year before was dramatically down. But no one's ever seen anything like this. The previous smallest viewership ever, 26.5 million. This one was 9.85 million. What a joke. It's all over for them. No one's watching baseball anymore. No one's watching the Oscars. No one watched the Grammys. No one's watching the Emmys. And you think Biden won the election? And the census is out. Texas gains two House seats. California gains a seat. Florida gains a seat. California and New York lose one each as the political map is redrawn. California and New York lose. Texas and Florida gain. Texas set to gain two House seats. This will bring the red state of Texas to a total of 38 seats and 40 electoral college votes, second highest behind California. Also gaining seats, Colorado, Florida, Montana, Oregon, and North Carolina. Losing House seats, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. The states which gained seats largely won by President Donald Trump, states which Biden won during the election, are largely losers. Do you really believe Biden won the election? Wow. And because the Electoral College favors in-house representation, those states will lose influence in the 2024 presidential vote. According to the Census Bureau, the U.S. population grew by 7.4% over the last decade. There's now 331 million people. The constitutionally mandated count of all people living in the U.S. was delayed because Trump did not want illegal immigrants counted, which would have increased the number of GOP-held seats even more. Can you imagine? We lost that fight. You count illegals, and they still lost all their seats. Coming up, one of the most interesting things ever said by the White House spokesperson, Jen Psaki. You've got to hear this. Stay tuned. You just got to hear it. This entire show, by the way, is sponsored by my book, Trump Rules, number one bestseller at Amazon in 12 categories. It's not about politics. It's a departure. It's my 14th book, most of them about politics, this one about business and wealth and success and making money. It's the winner's guide to business and personal success, my lifetime study of Donald Trump and the top 10 rules that made his life and made my life. Trump Rules by Wade Allyn at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. This show brought to you by Trump Rules. We'll be right back.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allyn, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boost the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, how many I told you so's can I give you? I mean, for a guy who's just a national radio host, I'm like 99.999999% correct. U.S. states close mass vaccination centers due to falling demand. Right again. I never told you don't get the vaccine. I never told you all vaccines are bad. But I told you they're worrisome. And I told you they scare the bejesus out of me. And I told you I won't get them for at least a year. I'm going to watch what happens. If people start dropping like flies, I don't want them. And sure enough, all over Europe, they banned one vaccine. In America, they suspended another. They recently found out that two more people died from the Johnson & Johnson. And then, on the day they found that out, they said it's okay to take it again. But nobody wants it. Nobody wants any of them. Everybody who wanted them has already gotten them. Large portions of America, mostly Republicans, mostly Trump's voters, even though Trump loves the vaccines, do not want this vaccine. And so I don't know what they're going to do about it. It's going to be a problem because they're going to come after us. But it's pretty smart to just say, let's wait, rather than let someone inject something into your body that you know absolutely nothing about, zero, that was rushed to production, that's highly experimental, that's untested. No one knows what it's going to do to you 6 months and a year down the line. And everybody knows that, and people have common sense. And this one isn't Republicans. It's a lot of Republicans and conservatives who don't want it. And it's lots of black people who don't want it, because rightfully so, they don't trust the government. They know the government lied to them throughout history again and again and again. Government lies to all of us. That's what black people don't understand. Government is evil. Government is bad. Government never told the truth. They wouldn't know the truth if it hit them in the face. Government says whatever government wants, whatever's in government's best interests, but government never cares what's in your best interests. Don't believe a word they say. So I'm not telling anyone not to get the vaccine. I'm merely telling you I was right. A lot of people have come to their own conclusion that it's worrisome, it's dangerous, it's untested, it's rushed to production, and they have no idea whether they could trust it, and they've only been reinforced by all of the problems in Europe and in the United States. At least the European media and the European governments have reacted to it. America and American media and the American government is like brain dead. Everything's fine. You don't see the three heads rolling on the ground. Just go on by. Go on by. There's nothing to see. Yes, there is. A lot of people are having serious anaphylactic shock, herpes outbreaks, shingles outbreaks, Bell's palsy, all kinds of immune diseases, and death. People are dropping dead after getting the vaccine within a week, within 2 weeks, within a month. But it's never the vaccine. Oh, they were going to die anyway. That's everybody's excuse. It's never the vaccine. Just happened to get the vaccine a week ago. Some guy was in the news today. His family says, don't blame the vaccine. It wasn't the vaccine. He's a very famous computer expert. He bragged on his Facebook site and Twitter site, or Twitter page, that he got the vaccine. And then a week later, his site went dark. He didn't say another word. And a week later, he was dead. And his family said, it's got nothing to do with that. He's got a lifelong diabetes problem. It wasn't the vaccine. And by the way, in Israel, scientists are now studying cases of people with major heart infections after getting the vaccine. It's not a piece of cake, the benefits versus the negatives. And all I'm saying is if you're smart, you'll be careful. And you might choose to wait and see what happens to people 3 months and 6 months and a year down the line. Energized Health is the sponsor of this show. Speaking of getting healthy, John and Chelsea Jubilee are the owners of Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Just had a big successful event here in Vegas. Unbelievable amount of people just signed up at that event for their program, and an unbelievable amount of people already had signed up and came to the event to meet them and me in person. And to tell me that I changed their life and saved their life because they were very overweight and embarrassed about it, or they had diabetes, or both. And after just a couple of months on the program, their life has turned around. And I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. I look like I did when I played high school football. Just call them at 888-444-8895. You know you want the same results as Wayne Allyn Root. 888-444-8895. Check it out. Mention Wayne Root and get 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com. 888-444-8895. And I got some stats here when we get back. The myth of racism and systemic racism and police killings. I got a whole bunch of stats that prove it's the biggest lie ever told. What a bunch of bunk. What a bunch of bullspit. What a bunch of nonsense. What a bunch of twisted fraud. Cops aren't killing black people left and right. It's a lie. There's no systemic racism. It's a lie. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A state of emergency has been declared in Elizabeth City, New Jersey. This after the attorney for Andrew Brown Jr.'s family, Benjamin Crump, told reporters outside the Elizabeth City Police Station that they were supposed to see the full body cam video on Monday, but that they're being stonewalled. Jones Jr. was shot by police last week as they were trying to serve a warrant. Protests continuing Monday, NAACP President of Elizabeth City, Keith Rivers, telling Fox News he wants the protests to remain peaceful.
We're going to continue to advocate peaceful protests. That's why we ask everybody to go home and take a deep breath.
For the first time ever, California will lose one seat in the U.S. House of Representatives based on census data that was released on Monday. Texas is gaining two seats. Florida and a handful of other states will gain one. USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Nationwide Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my buddy lives in Florida, and he sent me a note in the break. 64 new deaths in Florida of COVID. Funny, obviously. I wonder if that's higher, he says, than any other year in Florida, in a state where so many people are older than 65, so many are older than 100, and 77 hospitalizations. He says, oh, my God, 325 hospitals in the state. That's almost one person in every five hospitals has COVID. One person. Oh, my God, close the schools, close the bars, close the restaurants. Do you see what a joke this all is? It's a travesty. It's a travesty. Did anybody ever close anything? All right, we've got our guest here, Stephen L. Miller, contributor to The Spectator, website spectator.us, host of the Versus Media podcast. Stephen Miller's with us. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hi, Wayne. How's it going?
Fantastic. So we're going to talk a little bit about this Columbus shooting, and we'll get to Chauvin in a second, too, but in general, police shootings around the country. I did not get a chance to tell my audience about an article I just had. I just found it about the data that shows the myth of racism and systemic racism in the police department and in law and order and in the justice system and in police killings. There, when you look at the facts, which scares the bejesus out of Democrats, there is no systemic racism. It's a total myth. There are not many black people being shot in America by police. And many of the ones being shot are being shot by black policemen. And, of course, there's far more blacks killing blacks on the streets of America than will ever be shot by police. The whole thing is a travesty and a joke, just like the whole hysterical reaction, overreaction to COVID. But your column in The Spectator was Democrats bring a gun to a knife fight. Tell us what you're talking about.
I was referencing the shooting in Columbus, Ohio. That happened last week on the heels of the Chauvin verdict, which essentially an officer was dispatched to a home where there was a confrontation and one girl essentially attempted to stab two other girls. And before the body cam footage was released, you had activists, you had social media, you had some journalists trying to get out and say that this was somehow connected, that this was just another sign of, you know, the kind of thing that happened in Minneapolis. And then, of course, later that night, they released the body cam footage that showed the 16-year-old girl was a split second away from stabbing another girl. And the officer, you know, just worked fast and did what he had to do. And this case, of course, it made it to cable news. It even made it all the way to the White House. And what I kind of took away from this situation is if this officer had not been there to intervene or had not stopped this, this incident wouldn't have made national news. It wouldn't have made it to the White House. It wouldn't have trended on Twitter. It wouldn't have made it to these activists. And this is a problem that we need to ask why. And it's very similar to the same reason we can't talk about violence in communities like Chicago or Baltimore or Detroit or Oakland or Minneapolis or St. Louis or any of these metropolitan cities with these problems is their attitude is kind of let them work this out. This was a schoolyard fight. That's an exact quote by some activists over there. You have Joy Reid on MSNBC saying, you know, we've been having knife fights for eons. These are just teenagers. These are just kids. And that in and of itself is a form of bigotry and racism. This idea that these communities are just inherently violent, we can't do anything about it, and this is just how they settle things. And again, they want to have this conversation about these communities and the violence that happens and police violence, but that conversation always stops when we get to the people who have been in control of these cities for decades, who have been in control of cities like Detroit since the late 60s, or Chicago for 100 years, or Baltimore since the 1950s, or St. Louis since the 1930s, or places like Columbus has had a Democrat leadership and mayor position since the year 2000.
So, you know, I have a lot of fans who have sent me notes, and a lot of them have a theory that there's a way to stop all this, that policemen either should stop, you know, responding to calls in black neighborhoods, which we know would be terrible and no one's going to do that. But you can understand why someone would say that, because then there won't be any more shootings of black people by police. There'll just be massive crime and blacks killing other blacks. But then I've got other listeners who say to me, Wayne, the more nuanced answer is, let's just send black officers into black neighborhoods or minority officers into minority neighborhoods, and you just literally will not send white officers into those neighborhoods anymore. I think that's a pretty rational answer to all these problems. Then you can never say that a white officer shot a black person ever again, because it'll be black policemen policing black neighborhoods, or minorities, Hispanic or black policemen, policing minority-majority neighborhoods. What do you think about that idea?
I get the rhetorical argument on it. I don't foresee that as being realistic. I mean, who knows? We have now in Chicago, there's a proposition to where any officer who wants to pursue a suspect on foot must get clearance, essentially. They must call it in first before they can pursue. So they're going to try these things. And so it's not the craziest thing in the idea, but something you have to remember is two of the officers charged in the Chauvin case were minority officers. One was an Asian, one was an African American. They're working through their cases, and that will play out. I get the rhetorical kind of.
Well, at least you can't charge racism. You can't charge racism. You could charge police abuse,
they didn't charge that. And this Keith Ellison noted this on 60 Minutes. They couldn't charge Chauvin with hate crime because they couldn't prove a hate crime. And that's a similar case with what happened in Columbus. There doesn't appear to be a civil rights issue at hand here, but they're going to use it and are going to exploit it. And then, of course, we have people like LeBron James who are going to use it and exploit it. And in that same week that this 16-year-old girl was shot by a police officer, we had a 15-year-old named Trevin Dixon who was shot by another classmate or another boy, shot and killed in Columbus, Ohio, an African-American kid. And then we also had 13-year-old Nariah Givens, who was stabbed to death by another 13-year-old girl. These two cases didn't make it to Joe Biden. You know, he didn't speak out on those. He didn't send a tweet or Kamala Harris or LeBron James or our national media. And again, there's a reason why, and it's a bigotry that, you know, Democrats have held over these communities for years and years and years. And I don't think the GOP has done themselves a ton of favors on this as well. That's a party that just pulled out. They said, the Democrats control them. They want to keep voting Democrat, whatever. We're gone. We're just going to go look at other things. And I don't think you can do that anymore. I think you need to get in there and you need to start talking to these people and saying, look, if there is a problem, if you feel like your community is overburdened with police and things like this, well, look who's been running things for years and years. And you need to start, I think, helping these communities and at least giving them the option. And you might lose an election, you might lose two elections, but you might win one. And then who knows what happens after that.
But I mean, my question is, black activists must think that we should let blacks kill black criminals, kill nice black people, and police shouldn't intervene in black-on-black crime. So maybe the answer is to give them black officers. I don't know what else to say, but I don't think you should send white officers in so that, A, talk about no win. A, you get shot because you hesitate as a white officer. You're scared to death to ever again pull your gun on a black person. So you hesitate, you get shot, you're dead, you never see your wife and family again. And then the other half of no win is you do shoot, and you shoot better than the criminal, and you kill the criminal, but the criminal's black. And now there's a riot, and now there's death, and now you're arrested, and now your career is ruined, and now your pension is gone, and your family starves, and your family has to move, and your life's being threatened, and you might go to prison the rest of your life. How can any cop ever pull the trigger knowing that? That's going to make them hesitate, and I think cops are going to die. So maybe you shouldn't send white cops into black neighborhoods anymore. You should send black cops to the black neighborhoods. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think, police officers in and of themselves are very proud. And so I think that they're going to answer calls if they think people are in danger. And so the idea that, before an officer answers a call, I get the rhetorical point. I just don't see it happening in practice. But I do think you do have a point now where you're going to have officers where, they might be hesitant, regardless of their race, to answer calls now in some of these urban centers. Like we just saw in the Bronx, you have hate crimes are at an all-time high right now in the Bronx. And that's not Stop Asian Hate hashtags on Twitter. These are assaults that are happening because of lack of policing. And so I do sympathize kind of with the point you're making that you are going to get police officers who are going to maybe second think some of these calls where if it's a domestic disturbance call, you know, possibly armed suspect, and they go, okay, if I answer this, am I going to have to get a lawyer on standby? Am I going to have to, you know, if I am involved in a shooting, you know, is this worth, like you said, the media, or is this
Stephen,
worth the
attention?
Is this worth the lawsuits?
It's actually funny because, as per your point, now cops have to think of two things. The minute they hear a call, they have to think, well, am I white? Should I go into a black neighborhood? And second, should I put my lawyer on speed dial and have them on the phone while I'm going after him?
Right.
I mean, these are crazy things we're talking about. You know what the real truth is? The real answer is, the only one I know of, is that all the cops I know are thinking of either retiring or quitting right away. I mean, you're just not going to have enough cops to go around anymore. And I know they can't recruit anybody new. Who'd be dumb enough to be a cop now? I mean, being a cop was the greatest job in the world. You're saving people's lives, you're getting paid, and you're getting a pension, and now now it's the worst job in the world. Nobody's going to want to be a cop. You're second-guessed with everything you do when you're a good guy who kills a bad guy. So I just think the next time a 911 call comes in, just get ready for no one to come for hours because there aren't enough cops to go around. They're all retiring, quitting, and nobody wants to replace them. That is what's happening. So it's a bad situation, Stephen. I don't know what the answer is, but I know it's not a good time to be a cop. And I love the police, but it's not a good time to be a cop in the United States of America. Stephen Miller, contributor to The Spectator, website spectator.us, host of the Versus Media podcast. Great to have you on, Stephen L. Miller. Thank you.
Great, Wayne. Take care.
Wayne Allyn, otherwise known as The Warrior, when we get back, I'll tell you about a New York City illegal alien MS-13 gang member murder. They hacked to death a young mother, a beautiful young mother, hacked to death by MS-13. But hey, who's counting? What's the big deal? Just keep letting them in at the border. Every woman's pregnant. Every guy's got tattoos up and down their body. Good luck to America. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I may be a warrior and I may work out 90 minutes every day hard, and I may look like I did when I was an 18-year-old high school football player, safety slash monster back. But I turned 60 this year, and working out causes some serious aches and pains. When it's over, I'm aching and paining. And I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD is not easy, but SonsOfLibertyCBD.com does it right. This is the highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot, by the way. Not. It's not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown, 100% American made. CBD is real. It's mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product. If you use the code WAR15 at checkout, WAR15, even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Make the healthy choice. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. Choose SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I always get jokes from my friend Cliff Lawrence, who writes for all the comedians and all the late-night comics. And he's a conservative comedian. He's got such funny jokes. And he just sent me this week's jokes. He says, the 93rd Academy Awards were last night, and what's being called a major breakthrough, scientists say they have found a cure for insomnia, the Oscars. I would like to thank the Academy for holding the Oscars only once a year. The show was over 3 hours long. Looking at the audience, you can see their Botox wearing off. A 44-year-old woman who claimed to be Prince Andrew's fiance talked her way into his home, but Andrew had her rejected after learning she was an adult. Get it? I hope you get that. He only likes them young. It's official. Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor of California. She's a strong candidate because she's popular with a growing segment of the electorate. Lunatics! Reality check. Jersey Shore star Ronnie Ortiz Magro was arrested in L.A. for domestic violence. Hopefully this incident will not reflect poorly on an otherwise fine program. That's pretty funny. Rapper Tafia was arrested in Miami for wire fraud. Frankly, it's refreshing to see rappers graduate to white-collar crime. And then finally, TV ratings for the Academy Awards crashed to an all-time low. In fact, for the first time, there were more nominees than viewers. Very good. Cliff Lawrence, thank you for your comedy. Funny stuff. Quite a few more in here, but we can't have the whole show be a comedy show, right? Although it is a comedy show, because I quote you what liberals do all day long. It is a comedy show. They're freaking nuts. Absolutely crazy. By the way, more I told you so. I said the show was a very I told you so show. Over 90% of Venezuelan households struggle to find food. 90% struggle to find food. This was the richest country in Latin America, and they're picking through garbage dumps to find filthy, disgusting leftover food and stick it in their mouth and eat it, and they're drinking sewage water. And that's what's going to happen to America if you follow Joe Biden down the sewer. Don't you see where socialism always leads? You know who agrees with me now? The person that agrees with me now, you're not going to believe this, is Bill Maher. Bill Maher is becoming a conservative. His audience cheered as he trashes young people with far-left views. He says, your ideas are stupid. Bill Maher, host of HBO's Real Time, blasted young people with far-left views, ranging from wanting to abolish the police to wanting to try communism, saying their ideas are stupid. You know the reason why advertisers in this country love 18 to 34-year-old demographic, Maher said? Because it's the most gullible. Yeah, a third of people under 35 say they're in favor of abolishing the police. Not defunding, but doing away with the police altogether, which is less of a policy position and more of a leg tattoo. 36% of millennials think it might be a good idea to try communism, but much of the world already tried it. I know millennials think that doesn't count because they weren't alive when it happened, but it did happen, and there are people around who remember it. Pining for communism? It's like pining for MySpace. So when you say you're old, you don't get it. When you say you're old, you don't get it. Get what? Abolish the police and the border patrol and capitalism and cancel Lincoln? No, I get it. The problem is that I don't get what you're saying. The problem is that your ideas are stupid. Mayer also blasted people who sit around on Twitch watching other people play video games and who spend an excessive amount of time playing around on their smartphones. 20% of Generation Z agree with the statement society would be better off if all property was owned by the public and managed by the government. And another 29% say they don't know if it's a good idea. Mark concluded, here's who does know, anyone who wasn't born yesterday. You know, I'm with him, man. You think I'm out of it because I'm not watching Twitch, he said? Well, maybe I get Twitch, but I just think people who watch other people play video games is a waste of effing time. Bill Maher is becoming a conservative. I'm sorry, I like it. He's made a lot of great statements lately. He's getting more and more conservative because he realizes that the people on the left are effing nuts. They're absolutely nuts. Now, he's probably would debate with me that Biden rigged the election, fixed the election, and stole the election. And I, by the way, I know it wasn't Biden because Biden's a brain-dead old puppet with dementia. And Obama's hand is up his ass moving his mouth. So I know it wasn't Biden. But Team Biden rigged the election, or I should say Team O'Biden, led by Obama, rigged and stole the election. We all know it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
2093.